time to bring in Dave Wilson, Bloomberg Stocks columnist, to tell us what's going on in the markets today. And Dave, I was looking at the shares of Visa as well as GE. GE, of course, because they're releasing results or have released results. Shares of GE down about 20 cents right now. What are you looking at?
Right. I mean, those are two of the biggest earnings reports we've had since late yesterday. I mean, GE, you know, analysts, we have sort of a roundup out from our first word team, and the headline refers to GE cash flow as a nagging worry amid solid results. So, you know, I mean, that was the interesting part. You just look at the earnings, they beat estimates by the widest margin in 7 years. It's all about sales of power equipment and jet engines, and yet still people kind of picking apart the results and not liking what they're seeing. You know, GE shares now down about 0.75%. You know, Visa has actually come off a bit. It was higher earlier on. I mean, just a 0.7% gain or so at the moment. You know, the story there, I mean, fiscal second quarter earnings beating estimates, revenue, same thing. They raised their full-year sales forecast. They're buying back as much as $5 billion of stock.
The Street Rap says here, that I like the headline, David, says even Visa results even more beautiful than last time.
Right. And you've got a stock that's kind of giving back its gains. It shows you it's kind of a tough environment, you might argue, at least for some companies, you know, in terms of trying to please investors here. You know, Visa is just sort of hanging on to its gains, and GE couldn't even manage that.
Well, taking a look at Visa, one of the things that they mentioned in the report is that the business in India is surging. China, well, they're a little bit concerned there, but India business is really surging for Visa. So that's got to be good for them because that's been a big push.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about potentially hundreds of millions of people that in many cases are using credit cards or debit cards for the first time ever. So, you know, it's reaching those emerging market consumers. I mean, certainly that's been a challenge for a whole lot of companies and a whole lot of businesses. You know, Visa, at least in India, looks like it's making progress on that score. It's just a matter of, you know, how much is kind of built into the stock price, you might say, in terms of their success.
Well, talking about stock price, analysts at Bernstein just raised the price target for Visa to $110, up from $105. Shares of Visa right now are up 46 cents, $91.65. So according to Bernstein, that could go as high as 110.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, I thought you were going to talk about Barbie dolls.
Go ahead. Tell us about Mattel.
That's what I was going to raise.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Mattel.
Go with it, Lisa.
Yeah,
not
Barbie dolls.
Crying.
Well, Barbie's sad today because, Mattel is not doing so hot, huh?
No, then that's what happens when your Barbie doll sales fall 13% in a quarter. I mean, it's like at the holiday shopping season, all of a sudden people weren't so fond of Barbies for some reason. And it got worse in the most recent 3-month period. So they had a wider loss, lower revenue. The shares are down almost 10%. We get Hasbro's results on Monday, by the way. Initially, that stock also fell. It's kind of made back its losses, though. So I guess people not so concerned because, of course, they don't have to worry about Barbie.
Yeah, well, Barbie is crying today. But one person who's not crying is Yelena Shelyetyeva, senior U.S. economist for Bloomberg Intelligence. And I just was looking at the U.S. home sales data that just came out. And sales of existing U.S. homes rose at the fastest pace in a decade. This is somewhat a surprise, frankly, because some people were talking about a potential slowdown after a pretty active winter when the warmer weather encouraged people to get out there and look for apartments and houses. Yelena, what do you make of this data?
Well, this data makes me happy, of course.
See, right. She's not crying. It's not
smiling.
A Barbie. It's not a Barbie
smiling.
Situation.
These numbers are pretty good, obviously, and they are a result of a previous increase in pending home sales, which represent contract signings. So we kind of knew that some strength in mortgage closings is coming based on earlier results in pending home sales. However, the broader picture is still pace of home sales will probably remain kind of limited because of low affordability. So if you look at, for example, disposable personal income and growth in this statistic, we see that it has decelerated to something like 0.6% on an annual basis in the first quarter of the year. Meanwhile, housing prices are rising.
So there's very little availability and prices are increasing, and therefore we're not going to see that many transactions because there is that confrontation.
Correct. So if you look at historical averages and at the ratios of, say, incomes to prices, we are kind of hovering within the historical averages right now. But if we continue to see rising housing prices and continue to see deceleration in personal income growth, then we could see that, you know, homes will become overvalued.
That's that's inflation, and that's that whole reflation trade. And just to give you the numbers, existing home sales for the month of March, 5.6 million was the survey. That was what people were expecting, but it came in higher, 5.71%, a gain of 4.4%.
The fact that there is so much demand and that it's continuing to exceed expectations makes me wonder, you know, why Toll Brothers isn't doing better. Because I looked at Toll Brothers, which builds luxury homes, and its shares are down. I mean, is there something in this report that signifies an impending slowdown?
Well, I think looking at the numbers and the details, it's really quite a good report, just broad-based, really. So you see that first-time buyers, the share is still kind of steady. So there's not that much of a pickup in this natural first-time home buying activity, but it's still okay. We see a considerable decline in days on the market statistic as well. So the houses are on the market for only 34 days, which is a significant decline from just 2 months ago. So this is a good report, and it suggests that things are going stronger going into the second quarter of the year. But in the first quarter, it's probably too late for housing to make a contribution.
Thanks very much, Yelena Shulyeteva, a U.S. senior U.S. economist for Bloomberg Intelligence. Our thanks also to Dave Wilson, Bloomberg stocks columnist. Go ahead, send him an email at dwilson@bloomberg.net and sign up for his daily free email newsletter.